Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, there's been a huge reaction since I mentioned yesterday that I would be talking to our next guest here on the show. The Real Housewives franchise has a massive following over the world, and the newest seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is gaining fans everywhere, especially through lockdown. They're getting more fans. It's just a huge, huge thing. Now, for those who don't know what it is, the show follows the exhilarating highs and the shocking lows of the glamorous lives of women in different cities. It's become nothing short of a pop culture phenomenon and is watched by millions and millions of people. And joining me now from London is one of the OG housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you getting on in London?
I love it here so much. I can't even begin to tell you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You need to come over here now. Get your arse over here.
I really want to do that. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, good on you. So you've had so many amazing moments on the show over the years, highs and lows. Can I ask you, Kyle, what moments stand out for you from everything that's happened?
What moments stand out? I think the moments that stand out to me are the best moments, like, you know, my kids graduating from high school or college, learning to drive, Porsches, new bat mitzvahs, but, you know, family moments like that that are captured. And yeah, then also some of our great trips and the fun that we have. And then, of course, the things that stand out to me are the worst moments that I will never forget, like Amsterdam, running out of the restaurant and the dinner party from hell, like certain things I just will never, ever forget.
I mean, is it hard to do the show with cameras in your home? Do you ever switch off? Are you able to switch off?
Oh yeah, definitely able to. I mean, like, when you mean switch off, I mean, what do you mean by switch off? I mean, I'm the same as I am on camera as I am off, if you know me personally. So I'm just, for me, when the crew comes in and the cameras, they're like family to me. I've been with them for 12 years and it doesn't actually feel invasive because I'm close with all of them. They've known my kids since they were little. So it's just basically like having friends over and they just happen to be captured.
Like having little pets around the place, like little dogs. Like they're there and you love them, but they don't bother you. That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I have the pets too, the six dogs.
I know. I saw that. You have a rake of dogs. Let's be honest, people are cynical about reality TV. How real are the friendships and the relationships you have with these other women on the show?
Very real. You know, I've realized since I did the Ultimate Girls Trip with some of the other women from the other franchises. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet, but I learned, you know, in working with Teresa Melissa from New Jersey and Luann and Ramona from New York and Cynthia and Kenya from Atlanta, that we really do have strong relationships on the Beverly Hills show, more so than the other franchises. They were basically saying, oh, everyone's coming at them. They have a knife in their back all the time. And we just, we don't feel like that in Beverly Hills. We will definitely argue and clash and some don't like each other as much as others, but we have very strong friendships on the show.
There's been a lot of housewives on the show. If you could bring back one cast member, someone you'd like to have back on the show with you, who would that be?
My sister, Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have been through a lot. I mean, we've seen on the show, you've had some, you know, really tough times filmed together.
Yes.
With all those bust ups being so public, did that affect your relationship in a positive way, do you think?
Initially, no, of course. And then in the long run, yes, it did. And, you know, she's even said that it actually really helped her too. So thankfully in the long run, yes, it did help.
Good to hear.
But she was just so, you know, the thing is with Kim, you never knew what she was going to say. I mean, some of the things she would say and do just make me laugh. I can personally just like be thinking about her and laugh out loud. Like there's one interview she did where she was laughing so hard she fell right off her chair. She just sort of like disappeared. just the funny things that she would say. You know, there was never a dull moment. So I think she'd be great to have back on the show.
Okay, so if you had to get rid of someone to bring her back, who would you get rid of?
Oh, that's a tough one. I couldn't really say because I really like all the women and the cast. So that would be hard. Maybe we should add her in.
Just add her in. Now, your daughter's appeared on the show over the years. Would you ever consider, handing over the baton to them, especially as they're settling down themselves? Would you like them to follow in your footsteps and do the same thing?
As a housewife, I probably would not recommend it to them, to be honest. But my husband and two of my daughters are doing their own reality show about selling real estate, with our company, the agency. So they're going to have their hands full. And honestly, there's too much drama in the housewives.
Speaking of your husband, you guys seem incredibly strong and have actually avoided the housewife's curse. How do you decide what stays private and what goes on the show?
It's not about really deciding. They just kind of follow what's going on in our lives, and we're pretty open about everything. I've shared so much over these 12 years. I feel like people say, "Oh, what is something we don't know?" And I really struggle even to think, "What is something you guys don't know about me?"
What's the
But
secret then? What's the secret to your relationship?
I think that just respecting each other's individuality and letting, us be who we are without too much judgment and just being supportive. I also think a big part of having a strong marriage is surrounding yourself around other strong couples. I think that's really important.
We're not
I
talking
think
keys
that.
in a bowl here, are we? We're just talking about, dinner
No, no,
date.
no,
Okay,
no.
okay,
That's
okay.
talking throw away the bowl.
Okay.
No, nothing like that. It's just, surround yourself by other loving, happy couples that are also solid and strong. And that's really important because I think it's contagious. So I think that's a good part of it too. And having the same goals in common, my husband and I have always had, we're both very ambitious and had big dreams and big goals. And I think being on the same page with that is really good. I think for us it's the yin and the yang because I am like a stressed out person. I'm a worrier and I'm more conservative. My husband's chill and so we definitely balance each other out.
It's amazing your success on the show, but you are already a successful actor, producer. You've done a lot before. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I wasn't producing before. I was an actor all my life. I decided to do it because I was at a point in my life where my kid, Portia was just 1 year old and I was a stay-at-home mom at that point. I had to put acting aside because being a mom of 4 is a full-time job and a wife and, running my home and all of that. So when they approached me, I first thought I didn't want to do that because I'm an actor. I didn't want to do reality, but then I thought, well, actually, let me think about this because I could like be doing this short little, gig for 2 months and get to hang out with my kids while we, are filmed. What's the big
Yeah.
deal? What could be wrong? I really didn't know I'd be here 12 years and it would be this much of a hit and so successful and be here 12 years later. So, I didn't know what I was signing up for.
Lastly, Kyle, I have to ask you, you're an absolute ride, as we say here in Ireland. That means you are a beaut. You look fantastic. You always look amazing. What are you
It must
doing?
be my Irish, must be my Irish roots.
Is that what it is?
I'm all Irish.
Do you have Irish heritage, really?
No, I am. I'm like 100% Irish.
Oh, that's what it is. I love it. Okay, well, you need to come over here and see us. We'd love to have you. And I just want to wish you the best of luck. Have an amazing time in London. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us and have a lovely day, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate your
Thanks,
time. Take
Kyle.
care.
You too. Bye-bye. There we go. That is Kyle Richards, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Season 12 is available to stream and download now on streaming platforms. Hey You, and you can catch up on seasons 1 to 11. My God. You can catch them too. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.